25 years ago today, NASA launched the world's most powerful X-ray telescope. Astronomers have relied on the Chandra X-ray Observatory to study some of the strangest phenomena in the universe. Think black holes and exploding stars. But budget cuts are putting the telescope's future at risk, NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports.
When you think of X-rays, you might think of pictures of broken bones. When astronomers think of them, they think of extreme cosmic events that heat matter up to millions of degrees. These maelstroms spew out X-rays, which can't be detected by telescopes on the ground because the Earth's atmosphere absorbs them.
You can only do X-ray astronomy from space.
That's David Pooley. He's an astronomer at Trinity University. For his entire career, since 1999, he's relied on the Chandra X-ray Observatory, a bus-sized telescope that orbits the Earth, going out more than a third of the distance to the moon.
Its ability to detect distant objects is unmatched by any other X-ray telescope that's ever been built or will be built and operating for at least another decade, likely two decades.
He says Chandra's X-ray vision is invaluable when it's combined with other telescopes that see different kinds of light.
Just recently, Chandra teamed up with the James Webb Telescope to discover this supermassive black hole at the edge of the universe. It was the earliest black hole, the most distant black hole ever discovered.
So he was alarmed when NASA recently proposed steep cuts to Chandra's funding, cuts that will require laying off dozens of workers and winding down the mission, even though the telescope is healthy and has enough fuel to last another decade. NASA's head of astrophysics is Mark Clampin. He's said that the agency is facing a tough budget environment and difficult decisions, that NASA needs to support the development of the cutting-edge telescopes of the future, like one that will search for habitable planets that could support life. Pooley says he gets that there's competing priorities and that money is tight, but
turning off this great observatory for a relatively small cost savings would severely damage the U.S.'s leadership in this entire field.
He and like-minded scientists are urging NASA to reconsider. They've also appealed to members of Congress. Congressman Seth Moulton is from Massachusetts, which is home to the telescope's operations center.
I'm listening to the astronomers, over 700 astronomers who have signed a letter saying this work is important. It needs to continue. And therefore, I think it's really up to us in Congress to try to find the money to ensure that it does.
Meanwhile, NASA's Astrophysics Advisory Committee is meeting today, and Chandra's future is on the agenda. A spokesperson for NASA told NPR that the agency plans to share its decisions in a virtual town hall in the coming weeks. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.